From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. It's Thursday, January 8th at 8:56, and we have Ellen Dearden on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Kimberly. And grain futures are really quiet overnight and started the day out on the daytime trade equally just as dull. The eyes are focused on two things. One is Friday. The Supreme Court is supposed to make some comments about President Trump's widespread tariffs and if they're constitutional. The second thing is on Monday, we get USDA's important quarterly grain stocks report, as well as the, quote, final crop report. The trade's really zeroed in on a lower corn yield by up 2 bushels, maybe even a little more than that. And probably not a lot of change on the demand side of things. I don't think this report will be bullish unless we see carryout on U.S. corn stocks at under 2 billion bushel. On the bean side of things, the trade is still watching buys from China. We did have an announcement this morning of 132,000 metric tons, and the trade's disappointed at that because the buying pace has not been as strong as the rumors have talked about. It will be interesting to see how things shake out. Right now, we see March corn futures at 447.5, up 0.75 cents. July 461, up 1.25 cents, and new crop Dec 464.75, also 1 cent higher. On the bean side of things, March beans are 1 cent lower at 1066, July 1090, down 0.25 cents, and new crop November 1 cent higher at 1076.25. Meal futures down fractionally. The meal yesterday really helped prop up the beans. Bean oil is up just 5 to 10 points. On the wheat side of things in Chicago, we're about unchanged. Kansas City's up a little bit, down just a little bit, 2.5 to 1.5 cents. And all the talk about possible winter kill with warm temperatures in the U.S. Southern Plains last week and now some colder temperatures doesn't really seem to work out very well on what's really happening there. On the livestock side of things, we've been all over the place with a really strong start to the week, then some downside. We're higher again today with the February cattle at 235.82, up $1.27. April's at 236.35, up $1.17. Feedlots are really dug in. Packers are a little short bought for the month. Feeder cattle on the March, 357.95, up $2.42. February live hogs, 85.67, up 87 cents. Outside markets showing the metals are down again this morning. Crude oil's up a little bit over a dollar, however. Be interesting to see how that shakes out. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.